Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Let's talk about something good in football. Let's talk about something, a team that's on a roll, a team that's playing very good football right now, a team that returns back to the field tomorrow at 3:30. And the man who can always help us out when it comes time to talk about your Ohio State Buckeyes, you know what? He is the man, the myth, and the legend. Of course, he's on that fan hotline. He is Mr. Tim May. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Do they know what they're doing? Who's doing it? Who's calling the shots? I mean, what are we thinking? I mean, I don't even understand what's going on.
And let's bring in Tim May.
Just things I heard as I was mythically walking down the streets of Brook Park, the new Browns home.
Oh yeah, you were at the dome by yourself, huh?
No, just thinking what are people asking on the street today about the way the Browns, the direction they're headed after. Once again, another Flacco, Flacco sensation.
Yes. Yeah. What do you think of it? What do you think?
I'm stammering because I cannot believe you trade a guy you think is washed up to a divisional rival. I just don't get that, and that should have been pie in the face right there, because not only was that a spectacular game last night, it was a win over a divisional foe. So. That's what I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Are they questioning whether – you know, it's funny, Dan, do you think – and I want your opinion on this too.
No, most
do you think the Browns think he was washed up, or they were just like, if he's not going to start for us, let's go let him start somewhere else?
I think it's the second option.
I think so too.
Yeah. Why would you
– I don't think Kevin thought he was washed out. Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Why would you help a divisional foe? I mean, but I don't care, you know, to be honest with you, because they don't know. It's clear after Lovie's many years that they've restarted the rebuilding project up there so many times. You know, they built the pyramids, all three pyramids, faster than the Browns have built themselves into a championship outfit, because the Browns still haven't done it yet. But
yeah.
I mean, I'm guaranteeing you, my son Corey, a huge Browns fan. I know what he was thinking last night. He was telling me. And just run, not that one guy necessarily is a difference, but how long are you going to keep saying that? I mean, that's what Brown.
Well, the other question is, how many times
really be pulling their hair out, man?
I mean, they're regressing at core again. Like, they regressed. Brian Hoyer was hot, and then they went to Johnny the Joke after that.
Yeah.
You know, Baker Mayfield was hurt, trying to figure it out. Did you want to give him the long contract? Said no, we're going to Deshaun Watson. So it's the regression project. So can we talk about something good, Tim? Because I am just,
I just
fried.
Wanted to let you know that I had my ear to the ground up there.
Well, thank you. You're a correspondent in Columbus right now.
Buddy, I don't even think you had to have your ear to the ground to hear everybody yelling from Cleveland.
Yeah, you're right in the middle of it last night.
I think you could just pick your head up and go, oh, there it is.
I usually, this time of the week, I have my eyes in the weeds trying to find my golf ball, but this time I had my ear to the ground.
Yeah, the Browns are trying to find their golf ball, too, right now. Hey, Wisconsin, tomorrow, 3:30 for your number one Buckeyes. Luke Fickell in a bit of a pickle at Camp Randall. Your thoughts on tomorrow's game?
Give me a nickel.
Oh. Don't be fickle. I rarely use that. I can't do that.
You already used fickle. Yeah. But in another sense.
Yeah.
My view is Ohio State should take care of business on the road. I expect them to, based on the way they played at Washington, the way they played at Illinois, and now they're playing a much lesser opponent. And so I'm not going to overplay this game because, there's a huge but there. Mm-hmm.
Was there a joke there? Were you waiting for a baby's got back?
Yeah.
Song? Okay.
You know how you have something and you go, should I throw that out there?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You go,
dude, no. Every other sentence.
Don't get fired.
Don't get fired.
I don't want to get people fired. Yeah. But anyway, but there's that but again. There's that huge but again. We all know what UCLA did against Penn State 3 weeks ago. Which started the whole world spinning again, which sent basically James Franklin into oblivion. And this is an even larger but.
Oh, my heavens.
Wisconsin does not have a quarterback. UCLA had a quarterback in Nico Iamaleava. No matter how you pronounce his last name, suddenly with Jerry Neuheisel calling the plays, and coaching him up, suddenly UCLA has an offense and a little bit of a defense. And the point is, I don't see that happening with Wisconsin tomorrow. My point is, you take nothing for granted, but this is a much different circumstance in a lot of ways. And it's just amazing that you get beat in overtime by Oregon. And really, you don't look that bad. I'm talking about Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 weeks later, you know, your coach is gone. You're out of contention for the Big Ten championship game. You're out of contention to make a college football playoff, which, by the way, you made a year ago in advance to the national semifinals before getting beat by Notre Dame, which played Ohio State for the championship. And, and now all of a sudden that program over there is in disarray. The point I'm getting to here is I don't see Wisconsin on the level of UCLA by what I just said a minute ago. They don't have a quarterback of substance.
And there you have it.
Tim, a question that was texted to me by a relative in Wisconsin.
Oh.
Could you please take Luke Fickell with you when you leave?
Wow. That's a lot to put into a station wagon. Next question.
Are we listening to Polka all the way home or no?
I don't know.
It has seemed that this whole Luke Fickell hire Wisconsin has been an absolute mess.
Remind me of that station wagon in National Lampoon Vacation where they got all this stuff loaded on top and then bags keep popping off of it at different times. You know what I mean?
And at another time, Aunt Edna.
Aunt Edna is the problem I'm worried about.
We don't need it. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about Luke Fickell. And I was talking about this on another radio show. Yes, I was.
Oh, you're cheating on us. That's all right.
Actually, about three or four times you guys usually every Friday. But the bottom line is, when he took that job, almost seemingly in desperation, because he knows he had stepped aside with two other probably golden opportunities to go to USC at one point and to
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Interview early and go to Notre Dame, and he didn't do that, and because he wanted to be with his team as it played in a bowl game. I'm talking about when he was at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And then he took – here comes the – you know how – I don't know if you guys ever rode city buses, but I've ridden them before.
Yes.
Way back when, and you're on the phone or something's going on, you miss this bus, and it's one of the new modern ones they've got that runs on natural gas, and then another one comes by, it's one of those double ones – it runs on natural gas and it's so smooth, hardly makes a sound. And then you finally get off the phone and it's one of the old, the next bus is one of these old diesels, you know, that's still spewing smoke and fumes and is about half as long and everybody's hanging on ropes inside. And that's kind of the bus he got on, man. And he tried to bring it up to modern specifications by bringing in Phil Longo and trying to run, in essence, a much more modern offense than Wisconsin folks were used to. Didn't happen. And now he's tried to retrench this year. On the way, by the way, he's lost his starting quarterback the last couple of years. I mean, and like I just said a while ago, there's no Nico Iamaleava sitting there in the wings after he lost his starter this year. So it's just all kinds of circumstances. Sometimes you just kind of go, you know what? This didn't work for both parties.
What would happen next for him, for Luke?
I have no idea. I mean, we've seen so many guys resurrect their careers.
True.
Not the least of which is, for example, a guy that's playing in a huge game this week, had his team in a huge game this week, Lane Kiffin. We've seen in the NFL, you've seen some guys, you know, step back, learn the game and step back. I mean, look at Mike Vrabel and where he's got New England playing right now. After, you know, the candle kind of burning out with Tennessee. I mean, there are all kinds of things where you can step back. I wouldn't be surprised to see him, if in fact something did happen with him. And, you know, that's really putting the cart before the horse because they just re-upped him to a really nice extension in the offseason because they had faith in him. But, you know, you could see him going and being with his friend Mike Vrabel at New England.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all kinds of possibilities, but and I like Luke a lot. I've known him since he was 16 years old, and I know what he's capable of. Anybody saw that at Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when you make that step, if you don't make it to the right place, you can be the best coach in the country. It doesn't matter. I mean, I think Matt Rhule is a very, very talented head football coach who, you know, did some really nice things at Temple and Baylor before he decided to go to the NFL where it just didn't work. Took a few years for him and the Carolina Panthers to understand that, but it just didn't work. Now he's back in Nebraska and boy, he's really been trying to, I'm going to jump to another analogy, really been trying to turn around that oil tanker in a narrow strait for a couple of years now. So, you know, it doesn't just because you got it done somewhere else doesn't mean you can immediately snap your fingers and get it done. But, and here's another huge but. Are you listening?
I am listening. This is a lot of but.
Every administrator in the country is eyeballing what Kurt Cignetti has done
at
Indiana.
Yes.
He didn't turn it around last year in a fluke or aberration, as he's proven this year. And you guys heard me talk about this on your show. Heading into the season, I thought going into this year, Indiana had a chance to be better than it was last year for several reasons, not the least of which was they had a major upgrade at quarterback. Where did they get that quarterback? In the transfer portal. Fernando Mendoza, as I like to say.
Yes.
And so the problem is if you ever look around and you talk about facilities, or you talk about we don't have enough NIL money, or you throw any other excuse out there as a head coach now, Kurt Cignetti came in from James Madison with a plan and turned that plan came to fruition. He brought some what a lot of people thought were lesser than transfer portal guys, but guys who knew him, knew his system. He brought his coaching staff with him. Guys who understand him are in alignment with him and are all preaching the same gospel with probably not just the same words, but also having the same thoughts before they utter those words. And you see what that can do. It can be done. Who was Kurt Cignetti? You know, I know you can Google him, but who knew who Kurt Cignetti was before he showed up at Indiana and won about half of his games last year at the beginning of the year? Who the hell is this guy? Well, he's right. Google him. He's won.
He got paid on top of it, and good on him for getting paid.
Well, he deserved it.
Absolutely.
Dude, like I just said a while ago about the facilities, now he's got everybody – he's got people on board, everybody in alignment at Indiana. Indiana is not really hurting for NIL money now. They're building even, you know, they're improving their facilities. They improved the coaching staff pay along with his pay. What was that, yesterday or day before yesterday when he made it clear he's not going anywhere? He loves Indiana. He's 64 years old, 7 years younger than me. And he signed a thing that'll keep him there into the 30s. The bottom line is Indiana suddenly right in front of your very eyes, one of the great magic tricks ever. Indiana has transformed from a basketball school to a football school in 2 years.
Hmm. I still wonder, though, and after watching that Indiana-Oregon, I'm wondering, after watching Indiana-Oregon and saying, okay, if Indiana is the number three team in the country right now,
mm-hmm.
What's the gap between Indiana and Ohio State? And to me, and I'm not trying to be a homer, but I Ohio State, to me, looks significantly better. Maybe I'm a homer.
Than Indiana?
Yes.
Oh, dude, did you see Indiana?
I did.
Illinois?
Yes.
Did you see Indiana beat Oregon 30-20?
Yes.
And of those 20 points, 7 came as a result of a pick 6. They beat.
So are you saying to me, Tim May, if Indiana and Ohio State played today, you would take Indiana?
No, I'm not saying that. You're putting words in my mouth. Counselor?
Yes.
You're putting words in my mouth, counselor.
Okay,
you can't,
I'm getting in trouble.
The truth.
I can't.
All that other
What's
stuff.
The, just quickly, how far apart are Indiana and Ohio State in 2 sentences?
How's each other playing on that very day? Indiana's got a very nice football team that's playing like a team and has a nice quarterback. Do they have a better quarterback than Ohio State? No, they do not. Do they have better wide receivers than Ohio State? No, they do not. Better defensively across the board talent-wise? No. But if you're playing as a unit, you can get it done. And so I think it'd be a hell of a game. I think it's the game we're going to see the first weekend in December.
There you go. All right, let's see it in the Big Ten Championship. Tim, you know I love you. I'll talk to you later, man.
You got it.
Thank you.
Talk soon.
All right, he was the amazing Tim May. And, of course, you want to make sure you catch out the Tim May podcast because he's got some good stuff on there, especially when it comes to your Buckeyes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker.
Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.